is in the know for Wednesday, May 30, the 150th day of 2018. There are 215 days left in the year. Good morning, MB, guiding you through In the Know. Live at K105, 103.9 The Moose. Live at K105.com, via the Apple and Android smartphone apps. And hashtag In the Know. Coming up today, we're going to update you on some of the latest news headlines. Grayson County Fiscal Court meets in special session yesterday. We'll tell you about that. Kentucky makes some governmental changes. Cougar softball picks up a big win to advance. We'll also have today's water cooler question. It'll be your chance to win tickets to Beach Bend as we get the official, unofficial start to summer underway. That and a whole lot more coming up today here on In the Know. Settling into my left, rolling Mach 9 with her hair on fire. She's my beautiful wife. The beautiful girl. It's Beach. Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good.
You want to be? I want to tell you something about the dog Peyton.
Okay.
Right, our dog Peyton. Mm-hmm. You want Peyton is a tattletale.
She really is.
And the reason she's a tattletale is because dogs sense when you don't like someone. Oh. So if you have negative feelings about a person, a dog can hear your breathing pattern change. They observe your body slightly stiffen. They can even smell the subtle pheromones that your body emits. So, for instance, if your in-laws suspect that your dog doesn't like them, that's probably because you don't like them. Not in your particular case. I just mean in general. You see what I'm saying?
I do.
Yeah. So you want to be careful about that. Got it?
Yeah.
All right. Dogs are tattletales. She's the pride of Pumpkin Center, the heiress to the great Mini Burger fortune. She's Vera Wang's arch nemesis and the professional bargain hunter's woman of the year. She's Misty Embry Thomas.
Hey.
It's rainy outside.
Ah, it's pouring the rain.
Oh boy, Alberto.
What?
You know, oh boy, Alberto, the beef jerky snacks or whatever.
Yes, I changed that because what we're getting
are the remnants of Alberto.
Oh, yes, gotcha.
The first storm of the season. So I said, oh boy, Alberto.
Oh, now that I know what you're doing, you want to try it again?
Oh boy, Alberto.
That's what I was thinking.
It's going to rain maybe 1 to 3 inches today, and Alberto sort of kind of tracked up through Alabama yesterday, caused a bunch of power outages. There was one confirmed tornado in Alabama yesterday, or at least in the southern United States, but this has not really been a wind storm. It's been a rainstorm. Mm-hmm. They had 2,000 people who were evacuated near Lake Tahoma in North Carolina yesterday. And so we'll get, you know, I-65 is going to kind of be the line. If you're west of I-65 in Kentucky, you're going to get a lot of rain today. If you're even in Louisville, could get some, but won't get the amount that we're going to get. But the remnants and the flash flood warning are watch. So we may get quite a bit today,
it
so you want to be careful.
It is literally a straight falling rain, not a slant at all.
That's right.
And it is a saturated rain.
Those systems just kind of park. You know, they just kind of sit still and rain straight down.
I mean, it looks like a faucet's been turned on.
So what are we going to do now that we can't watch Roseanne on TV anymore?
So I have not dug into this. I don't know what the tweet said that got her in so much trouble.
Well, so she made disparaging remarks about Valerie Jarrett.
Okay.
Who was, she was in the inner circle for the Obamas during their 8 years. And I'm no fan of Valerie Jarrett, but you shouldn't say about her what Roseanne said about her. She was born to Iranian parents. Mm-hmm. She's a United States citizen. So she made a remark about Muslim plus Planet of the Apes is exactly what she said. And I made the comment yesterday, when are people going to understand that you cannot associate African-American people with any form of those, whether it's monkeys, apes, whatever disparaging remark you're trying to make, that's not going to fly. That doesn't work. And you're going to be chastised and you're going to be ostracized for it. And Roseanne has been. And I'm going to say rightly so. Mm-hmm. I've never been a big fan of Roseanne. I gave this show some of the time. It was funny. It was humorous.
And topical.
Topical. I think the decision that ABC made was the right decision. I can't help but wonder if ABC didn't also have a hair trigger on this, because my guess is some of the powers that be within the Disney organization, and specifically at ABC,
maybe derived a certain amount of joy from being able to make that move because they were begrudgingly allowing the show. It was targeted. They admitted it was targeted toward Trump supporters. It was targeted toward middle America. It was toward, you know, you can see by the show's content who it's geared toward.
I've yet to watch the first episode.
It's just like the old show. I mean, right. It's just no different. I mean, they live in Lanford. They live south of Chicago. They're blue collar, hardworking, beer drinking. You know, that's just that's who they are. It's not any different. And so my guess is the people who do the programming lineup at ABC they think it sticks out like a sore thumb. And it was probably easier to make this call than it might have been for some. Again, I can't tell you it's the wrong call. And I think she definitely needs to be punished. And if she loses the show over the deal, then that's fine. I have to wonder when will someone like her learn? To me, now all of a sudden she stands next to Paula Deen.
Right.
You know, they look very similar at this moment because of the troubles that each had, both successful, both. But they also have huge targets on their backs.
Absolutely.
People will be looking to say, I'm going to figure out a way to get her.
I think it's probably at this status, celebrity status that you have, I think I would just come off of social media instead of giving my opinions. Because the thing is, it's such a huge risk.
Sure.
Not everybody's going to agree with you. But where in her mind did she think she could make a comment like that and was going to be applauded for it?
Well, she's blaming Ambien.
Well, I don't know.
She's blaming Ambien, Memorial Day, and 2 a.m.
But, you know, here's the thing. It's your heart condition.
I think Ambien and Memorial Day and 2 a.m. are just revealing factors, not creating factors.
It's like saying, I'm sorry I was drunk. Well, I've always said drunk is truth.
Yep.
You know, it takes down your inhibitions. I think she got what she deserved, regretfully so. That the rest of the cast has to suffer,
right.
That they thought they now had this new gig and was going to be successful. I hate that falls. But that's part of being an idiot and saying stupid things.
Mm-hmm. Right. So on its merits, on that tweet alone and that single decision, I can endorse what ABC did.
Sure.
But it does present another conversation: Are we gauging everything by that same? Are we playing? Are we using those same rules for everything else? Because sometimes, depending upon your political leanings, you'll determine what is insensitive and what is not.
Right.
And so you'll have, say, for instance, a comedian at the White House press dinner, correspondence dinner that just launches into Sarah Huckabee Sanders and calls her things you don't want to be called. And we say, well, that's funny. That's humor.
No, I don't think very many people said it was funny.
Well,
there were a handful.
Right. She had her protectors. She had her supporters. Right. And Roseanne has her supporters, too, saying, well, what happened to freedom of speech? You're free to say what you'd like.
Doesn't mean there's not
consequences. Just be willing you're going to suffer the consequences.
Right.
You can't be incarcerated for making a statement like that. But ABC is under no obligation to extend a contract to you or not find you in breach of contract for the standards they set forth and everyone agreed to.
Right.
So, I mean, that's you know, kind of the difference. But it's
where's her manager? Where's the people that says you're not allowed to have a Twitter or we're going to do it for you?
Yeah.
And we'll just tweet about
the other thing now, too, is they've removed all the reruns of her old show from Viacom. Listen, I certainly don't agree with what she said. And I think I can sign off on her being canceled. But this doesn't rise to the level of Bill Cosby.
Well, you know, this
is the Bill Cosby treatment. I don't think you can sanitize the world from Roseanne never existed. I don't think you can do that.
I don't know that they're saying she didn't exist. I think they're just saying your punishment is far-reaching.
But with the number of outlets we have, like Hulu and Netflix, right, shouldn't you leave it up to a broadcast channel and a broadcast network like ABC? You can say, I'll leave it up to you. We'll say we're not going to subject you to this. Mm-hmm. But over here on all these streaming platforms, there are people that agree with her. Why should the content not be available? There's plenty of content available online that you and the three of us would find offensive, mm-hmm, but it's still available online. Yeah. So why do we banish and say none of this will ever find the human eye ever again?
I think that's the knee-jerk reaction. I think you'll find it bleeding back in. You can find the Cosby Show now.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, if you try hard enough,
it'll bleed itself back in.
It just, you know
but, well, I think it's one of those things that we're very intolerant of racial comments.
No, yeah.
And as a society, you're going to pay the ultimate immediately, which I agree with. You should.
The Grayson County Fiscal Court met in special session yesterday and opened bids from companies who were seeking to be the road salt supplier. They needed to buy about 400 tons of salt. It's about $35,000 a year, actually. Maybe more after last year, the winter that we had. Yeah. Magistrates and Judge Henderson and County Attorney Clay Riley also entered into an executive session for about a half an hour to discuss personnel issues. But they have announced that Steve Bratcher has been appointed as Grayson County's new road supervisor. Kenny McCrady is named assistant road supervisor. And Steve Mahurin is moving to a maintenance position within the Parks and Recreation Department, or at least working in that particular realm. So no other details on that, but those were the things that happened in the special called meeting yesterday. Kentucky will partner with a nonpartisan health foundation to help implement the state's Medicaid waiver. Governor Bevin and other state officials have a news conference scheduled for today to announce the partnership with the Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky. We are one of 32 states to expand the Medicaid program under the Obamacare. And in January, President Trump's administration gave Kentucky permission to make changes to the state's Medicaid program. Those changes include charging monthly premiums and requiring some recipients to get a job or do volunteer work to qualify for coverage. So the Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky is the organization that will be overseeing those premiums and verifying if you are doing your volunteer work or you have a job or all the requirements that we got as part of the Medicaid waiver. The president and CEO is former Democratic U.S. Representative Ben Chandler.
Okay.
That's who's operating the Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky. And by its very nature, it sounds like a good organization.
Sure.
Right? Be hard to argue. Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky. That's
a good thing.
That's supposedly a good thing. A federal court hearing scheduled for next week on Kentucky's newest abortion law has been canceled, and the case will proceed to a trial set for the fall. A hearing had been planned for yesterday on a request by the ACLU for a preliminary injunction to block the law. The case will now move on to a trial set for November the 13th. A joint consent order that put the law on hold temporarily remains in place. The ACLU is challenging the law, which is being defended by Governor Bevin's legal team. The law would ban a common second trimester abortion procedure known as dilation and evacuation. It bans those procedures performed 11 weeks after fertilization. JCPS, Jefferson County Public Schools, voted yesterday to appeal the state's decision to take over the struggling school system. The Board of Education voted to appeal the recommendation, and I think we'll find out in the coming days what the state decides to do with that. I'm not sure where I...
Yeah, that's... Probably need some more research on that one.
Big gaps in that. And it's... There are a lot of racial and ethnic divide between the well-performing schools and the poorly performing schools, right. And I think that disparity is what caught a lot of the attention. From what I have heard of the new superintendent of Jefferson County Public Schools, I do like him. He seems to kind of have his sleeves rolled up and says, hey, we got problems, but we're willing to work together to fix them.
Good.
Rather than being combative or on the defensive automatically. The governor has appointed former NFL player Derek Ramsey as Secretary of the Education and Workforce Development Cabinet. The appointment was announced yesterday. Ramsey replaces Hal Heiner, who resigned last month to be appointed to the State Board of Education. Speaking of the State Board of Education. What else? Oh, I didn't get to read this story. I heard you reporting some of it this morning. Re-canvass in the state. There are three candidates around the state who are asking to look back at last Tuesday's election numbers, but none close to here, right, no. That I'm aware of. They were like district judges and things like that I recall. The Triple Crown winner American Pharoah has produced a son featured on the Foal Patrol project. We got Paw Patrol, but now we got Foal Patrol.
I love it.
The eighth birth in the National Racing Museum of Racing and Hall of Fame's unique project was delivered late Monday night by the mayor, Aravale, at Chanticleer Farm here in Kentucky. Sired by American Pharoah, the foal was 4 days past the expected due date, but the mother, who was the Canadian Horse of the Year in 2006, and her son are doing well. You can see the new foal at foalpatrol.com. So you know how we get fascinated with the eagle's nesting and all those things. You can watch this new foal with the Aravale and the new son at foalpatrol.com. FOALPATROL.com.
That's fun. Is this going to be like the giraffe thing that went on forever?
Well, no. She's already had this foal. So I can't. Was her name Amber? What's the giraffe's name?
Who knows?
Can't remember.
Maybe.
Did she ever give birth?
I think we're still waiting. The Cougar softball team advanced to the second round of the third region tournament last night with a thrilling come-from-behind win, 5-3 over the Lady Aces of Owensboro Catholic. That is the first ever postseason win over Owensboro Catholic. Even back 10, 12 years ago, when Grayson County teams were really good, they just couldn't get through Owensboro Catholic to break through to the state tournament. Embry Thorpe scattered 5 hits and struck out 3 to earn the win. They trailed 3-1 following a long rain delay. The Cougars scored 3 in the 4th to take the lead for good. Maddie Duval's run scoring double was the big hit in the inning. Grayson County added an insurance run in the 6th on Lindsay O'Neill's single to center. The Cougars will face either Hancock County or Muhlenberg County, and I did not get a chance to look up who. I think they got that game in last night. I do not know. And speaking of sports, the best basketball coach in college basketball, in my opinion, is John Calipari.
Sure, I
would. But in my opinion, the best football coach is Nick Saban from Alabama. Hard to argue. But Nick Saban is kind of a – sometimes he's a little rigid.
Okay.
He doesn't really have time for nonsense. Mm. So there's a new rule that has been implemented in the NCAA, and when he was asked about it, he offered a response that I feel like is going to be added as a go-to response in my arsenal of responses.
Oh, good.
Because it seems to describe so much in my life.
Fresh material.
So the new rule is that the NCAA will limit the number of people who can talk via headsets during a game to 20 per team. So more and more, everybody on the sidelines wearing a headset, and I don't know who they're all talking to, but they're talking to someone here or there. The NCAA says we're going to whittle this down and keep it contained to 20.
20 seems like a lot.
If you can't get it done with 20, it doesn't need to be done. Mm-hmm. That's what they're saying. So he was asked about it. And in his wisdom, Nick Saban said, "To me, it's kind of like mouse manure when you're up to your ears in elephant doo-doo." And I thought, that says so much about the things that get thrown at me. This is mouse manure, and I'm shoveling elephant doo-doo.
I like it.
So
I like it a lot.
Thank you, Nick Saban. Mm-hmm. Mouse manure has been introduced to my life. And you will forever get the credit. We got to get to a break. We come back. We're going to talk with Gwen Johnson, the director of Take Note Choir. A couple of events coming up, one this week that you need to be aware of. We'll tell you all about it ahead here on In the Know.
Oh, Mr. Webster could never define what's being said. Truth in your eyes, saying you'll never leave me.
In the Know is brought to you in part by Whoop-De-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield. Anytime you need fresh cut floral for any occasion, make it Whoop-De-Doo Design. Plus, if you have gift giving occasions coming up, including Father's Day, you can do it at Whoop-De-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield, where we're celebrating Mint Julep Day. Why it's in May, the end of May, I don't know. Should be early, but it's also Hole in My Bucket Day. Kind of a slow day, right? Dear Liza, Dear Liza.
I love that song.
Yeah, it's a great song. It's I don't think, though, that it's making it into the America We Must Not Forget performance by Take Note. Gwen Johnson joins us by phone. Good morning, Gwen. Welcome back.
Good morning, Mark.
It's nice to hear from you, and it's nice to know there's another Take Note performance coming up this weekend at the amphitheater there in what we call the Holler. It's
right.
A great facility there, and it's a performance called America We Must Not Forget. Tell us a little about it.
Okay, this is a musical program that includes not only a variety of different selections, but there is also a narration that helps explain and gives a special honor to our veterans, to our first responders. This musical was actually the result of the 9/11 tragedy. And in the intervening years since then, this is one of the best musicals that I have run across. We have actually done this once before for the county with very good results, very good response. But our program, of course, it's free. I understand that Saturday, this coming Saturday the 2nd, there will be other activities that the city is sponsoring there in Logsdon Valley Park. But at 1 o'clock in the amphitheater area, we will be presenting our program. In case of rain, we will move our program to Clarkson Baptist Church in Clarkson, and it will be at the same time, 1 o'clock p.m. Then the following Saturday, the following Sunday, excuse me, June the 10th, at 2:30 p.m., we will be presenting this program again at the Old Caneyville School, which is now called the Purple Flash Center. And again, it's a very inspirational musical presentation, and I encourage all of the public to attend. A special welcome for veterans, veterans' families, and again, our first responders are honored as well.
I have some inside information that tells me that the narration on Saturday will feature our sheriff. Is that true?
Yes.
He wouldn't mind me mentioning. So that would be worth showing up to hear Sheriff Chaffins be the narrator, like if for no other reason than for the sheer entertainment value of that.
Right. If he is able to be there.
Right. Oh, yeah, of course. He may be busy doing other things.
Very good. Case.
Are there any particular numbers in this program that are your favorites to look forward to?
Yes, we have a selection that is all about our heroes. We have another one that refers to our liberty. There are just numerous selections that honor people who have given everything, including their families, to pay the ultimate sacrifice for us. And it really makes you think. There's a lot of our narration that reflects on quotes from former presidents, and it's just got a lot of historical comments and value in our program.
America, We Must Not Forget, Saturday at 1 at the amphitheater. The rain backup is at the Clarkson Baptist Church in the event of rain. But then next Sunday, not this coming Sunday, next Sunday at 2:30 at the Purple Flash Center, America, We Must Not Forget, presented by Take Note. Gwen, thanks for the information.
Thank you, Mark.
We'll talk to you soon. That's Gwen Johnson. She's the director of the Take Note Community Choir. And I've been hearing about that program. I think it's going to be really good.
I saw that concert the last time they performed. Oh, it was excellent. Good. I saw it at Clarkson Baptist Church.
Yep.
It's really worth the time to go and see the performance. Very good.
I'm looking forward to it. But the sheriff is rehearsing his lines right now. I'm going to tell you something about the sheriff in just a moment, as a matter of fact. I found a connection to a story that I might get to later. I've been watching the Big Island of Hawaii and the Kilauea eruption. The U.S. Geological Survey is having to warn people, don't roast marshmallows over the erupting Hawaii volcano.
I don't think you can even get close enough to
it. There are people who are trying it. And they're saying it's not safe. Well, there are dangerous, poisonous gases that are part of the eruption of this.
The heat that comes off of that would keep you at least feet away from getting close enough with
it. Well, apparently not.
You've got a long enough stick.
Oh, I was going to say, how long is that coat hanger?
I saw this headline that I think you as moms will appreciate. I think a lot of times people are insensitive to new moms. They get the baby home and then people presume, well, let's go visit. You can be a big interruption into getting things settled. But a United Kingdom mom has been getting mocked online and probably in person. But I think she doesn't deserve to be mocked because her friends and family who visit her baby, she makes them do chores when they come over.
Good for her. Right. I was going to say,
if you're coming in the door,
I'm
you're going to do something
company
productive.
Because I need some things done.
She wrote a list of 13 rules she expects all visitors to follow and includes changing clothes after smoking and doing housework.
I like it.
So, I mean,
I like it.
If you're
going to
come in, and disrupt the house, well, that's what I like because people
bring food.
She's enterprising in the sense that she knows that people want a hold of that baby. And they want to see it. I'm like, okay, well, I have something of value to you. Then you're going to provide something of value to me.
It's
commerce. I love it. I love the idea. Good for
her. I'm going to guess this isn't her first baby.
Maybe not. You learn a lot from your first one, yes?
Yeah, by third baby at our house, people stopped showing up because they knew.
Right.
You didn't have a choice but to work because when you opened the door, one was going to get away.
Here's kind of a neat thing. At the Memphis Zoo, Becky McCabe and Jessa Gillespie, they had planned significant others. They had planned a trip to the Memphis Zoo, and they had both planned to propose to the other at the zoo. So they didn't, idea. I'm going to propose when we go to the zoo. So they had all their proposals and worked out and all their rings. And so they get there and go, I was going to propose.
Well,
it's kind of funny.
They've met their match.
That's awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
It's kind of,
you don't hear about that one every day. I may be about to change your life.
It's about time. Been 12 years. I've been waiting for life-changing information.
So when you go to Chick-fil-A.
Oh, that did change my life. You don't have to say anything else. Chick-fil-A changed my life.
Sometimes I find myself in deliberation. Chicken sandwich or chicken minis.
Or chicken salad. Their salads are so good.
No,
I'm just saying they're so good.
I can't. I mean, they may be, but I don't need that complication in my life.
But I have
chicken sandwich or chicken minis at that time of day when you can choose. You know, you go, well, because I think back to the big year ender when we had all those chicken minis here.
Oh, such hard decisions.
Just
really
so good.
I hope you're going to tell me what I'm hoping for.
Because when you choose the sandwich, you're choosing basically the bun.
Right.
With the pickles. But when you choose the minis, you're choosing the biscuit.
Yeah, without the pickles.
Without the pickles.
It's not even really a biscuit. It's like a honey-drenched roll.
So in test markets, Chick-fil-A is introducing Chick-fil-A sliders.
Oh.
So it's chicken.
Oh.
The size closer to the size of the filet on the sandwich.
Yeah. Come on.
But on a biscuit type bun, like a slider, and they come in two packs.
Can I get a hallelujah
with the pickle?
Can I get an amen?
Of course, you can put pickles on anything.
You can say throw in some pickles.
Always gets me extra pickles. So you can, even on my regular.
So
one.
Now. At 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you'll be able to get the biscuity type thing, but with the bigger piece of chicken.
This is why I eat with people in church. Chick-fil-A is rooted and grounded in Jesus, and that is proof that he is living and alive.
Our prayers have been answered.
You didn't believe in Jesus, you better believe now.
That's right. If you were doubting in any way, no longer doubt. I cannot wait.
Thank you, Mr. Chick-fil-A.
For the chicken sliders.
You know what's good about Chick-fil-A?
What?
He's going to heaven with us.
There's going to be Chick-fil-A in heaven, even better. We got to get to a break. Get today's water cooler question, your chance to win, coming up here on In the Know. You know, as of this year, the United States has 101 people who owe at least $1 million in student debt. How do you manage to owe $1 million in student debt?
When did you go to school?
That's what I want to know. Or how long ago was it? Because, well, could you, the interest, and it just keeps building and building. I mean, is that the way student debt? I can't figure out how there are 100 people. I can't figure out how one person would have $1 million in student debt.
I mean, you have like, okay, so I have seen, I know of people who have medical degrees who owe $250,000.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
But $1 million?
If you've gone to medical school four times, sure.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody that did that, though.
Right. If you got your doctorate in four different types of medicine.
Right. Then maybe.
But if you have that, I mean.
Go to work.
I know, right?
Right.
Have you not been able to pay off any of it?
You would have thought. You must not be a very good one.
You've seen the price of kids?
Exactly.
They must have lots of kids.
Here's today's water cooler question. We're going to give away tickets to Beach Bend. If you call 270-259-6000, 270-259-6000, here's the question. When people were asked to name a type of bell, doorbell was number one. This was number two. When asked to name a type of bell, doorbell was the first response. This was number two. 270-259-6000.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the first one that came to my mind.
But
not
it, but I mean,
that's more regional.
But it is good.
I can't wait to share that one.
I mean, top of mind.
It really is. Yes.
I think you probably got it.
270-259-6000. That's funny. I can't wait to share that. Over the weekend, Snoop Dogg set a Guinness World Record for the largest gin and juice. They made a gin and juice, 132 gallons.
Wow.
Over Memorial Day weekend. Now owns the record.
Were there funny? Any contenders?
No, I don't think so. But, okay, I'm going to have you pick a number between 1 and 6.
3.
All right, going to pick 3.
Feels forced.
All right, we're going to go to Raina gets the first shot. Raina, when asked to name a bell, a type of bell, doorbell was number 1. This was number 2.
Cowbell.
Cowbell!
Oh, I didn't even think of cowbell.
I got a fever.
Yeah.
And the only prescription is more cowbell. Now, you had cowbell as your second answer.
My second answer, yes.
What was your first answer?
Ashley.
It's not true.
Name a type of bell. Ashley.
Ashley.
Ashley Bell.
Well.
Misty, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Was her birthday yesterday?
It was. Yeah.
So happy belated birthday. And Ashley, well, she'll be happy to know. She's most popular type of bell.
She's on our mind all the
time. You said Liberty Bell, right?
Mm-hmm. I did.
Hold on, Raina. Oracle's going to get your information. Have fun at Beach Bend. Your favorite type of bell, Ashley.
Yeah. Well,
that's normally
really
what
like
Aaron
it.
Says.
Yeah. I was gonna say. We're sorry, Aaron.
Exactly. What else? Oh, I read an interesting thing. Alan Rickman, you know, passed away. He played Snape, Professor Snape, in the Harry Potter movies. In his, he did not like playing that role.
Really?
Yeah, they did a book about him. He did not like that, but it's what made him so successful.
Oh, he did it, and probably earned a lot of money
now. Yeah. Great.
And for sushi lovers,
I'm out. I know you're in.
I'm totally in.
My husband loves it.
The chef Nobuyuki Matsushisha.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Who is the renowned sushi chef who owns the Nobu restaurants. He says you should not eat sushi with chopsticks. He says you should use your fingers.
Oh.
He says because the sushi chefs make it with their fingers and with love, and it's more easily enjoyed.
As if it wasn't gross enough.
No, because that it's hard with chopsticks.
I'm on board with this.
Yeah, so he's saying that it's okay. Just use your fingers.
Makes my life a lot easier.
Right. Now, when it comes to that type of food, that's what I'll be pondering about coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Have a very important question to ask you all. Be interested to hear your answers. That's coming up here on In the Know.
Sandy,
tell me about it, Stir.
I got chills, they're multiplying, and I'm losing control, 'cause the power you're supplying, it's electrifying.
Sandy at the carnival. MB's point to ponder for today.
You better shape up.
All right, so in this same story about sushi, using your fingers instead of chopsticks, it also says that people should not put wasabi in their soy sauce. They should not mix it up in their soy sauce. And it stood out to me as, one, is that commonly done? Because I have been to lunch with the sheriff, and he puts wasabi in the soy sauce,
mm-hmm.
which I find repulsive.
I don't like wasabi.
But then it makes me wonder, am I the odd one?
Mm-hmm.
Do a lot of people do that? You don't.
I don't, no.
I had never seen it. I'd never seen anyone do that before. But now reading this says to me that maybe that's common, that people will thicken up their soy sauce with wasabi.
Yeah.
And use it on their sushi or other things. So am I the odd one? Or is he the odd one?
It sounds like you're the odd one.
I don't know. I mean, I just...
That's impossible.
I like my sushi as is. I like the flavors of it. So
right.
I rarely doctor mine with soy or wasabi.
Yeah. Some cheap sushi sometimes can benefit from
a little
pop of wasabi. But the good stuff, I find it's not... I think
it's almost insulting.
It kind of dominates.
It's like A1 on a steak.
Well, and this sushi...
That's exactly what it is.
The sushi chef here is also saying that there is a little bit of wasabi inside the sushi already, so you really shouldn't need to add it.
Yeah, depending on the roll, I'm sure.
So, I still say it's the sheriff who's weird.
All right. We'll let him know.
Just in general. On that issue and others.
On all accounts.
On TV tonight. The American Ninja Warrior back on NBC and the Stanley Cup playoffs, Washington versus the Vegas Golden Knights. I hope Las Vegas wins the Stanley Cup. That'll be great. I don't know why I care. I don't really like the NHL, but since they're a first-year team, the Yankees won in dramatic fashion last night in extra innings. That was awesome. That happened to be on the MLB Network, so I could catch it.
I'm excited for you.
Today's highlight in history. This date in 1958, unidentified American service members killed in World War II and the Korean War were interred in the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington. In 1431, Joan of Arc, condemned as a heretic, was burned at the stake. In 1911, the first Indy 500 took place at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. So the winning time was 6.5 hours at an average speed of 74.6 miles per hour.
Wow.
I mean, they go, it's not the average, but their top speeds now are 215.
Right.
They could go faster than that, but they had to slow them down for safety, and it's also a good idea to stay on the track.
That helps.
It's interesting. We had the Roseanne thing going on today. It was a year ago today that the Kathy Griffin video with the bloody head.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the day that that all went out.
Has she been kicked out of America yet?
No, I think we're forced to keep her. Actor Ted McGinley is 60 today. Winona Judd is 54. Idina Menzel is 47. CeeLo Green is 43 today.
Just means nobody wanted her.
CeeLo. Gone but not forgotten. Peter the Great in 1672. Mel Blanc in 1908. Of course, you all know how much I love Looney Tunes. Mm-hmm. And I have a Saracel of Mel Blanc on one of my office walls. The Man of a Thousand Voices. So imagine, Mel Blanc did these voices. Barney Rubble, Bugs Bunny, Tweety Bird, Daffy Duck, Yosemite Sam, and Quick Draw McGraw.
Wow.
One guy did all those.
Impressive.
He's good. A thousand voices.
And I just got this one.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Me too. Chart toppers. 1967 was the year. Somebody kick the jukebox. Do you like this because it sings about your favorite kind of cake? Suck it to me, suck it to me, suck it to me, suck it to me, suck it to me.
I do love suck to me cake.
Aretha. Let's go into the 70s. 1976 was the year, in fact. Silver Convention. This was the song that heralded the birth of Misty Embry.
Mm.
Called Get Up and Boogie.
That's right.
You heard him say, that's right.
That's right.
They were not so much on singing during the disco era.
A lot of words. Never noticed, no. 76 was the year of no words.
They couldn't formulate sentences. I don't know.
And then I came along and didn't shut up.
You took all the words.
I took all the words.
Created a word vacuum. 1985. Harold Faltermeyer.
Again, no words.
Light on words. You know, we think a lot about Indiana Jones, Terminator, like those big successful film series of the 80s. Like, they made a bunch of money off Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, now, let's go back to 1994. When you look at this guy, where he is now and where he was in 1994. It's been a minute for the one, the only Tim McGraw during his mustache day, his mustache mullet days. Right after Indian Outlaw, then he had a big smash ballad.
I love Indian Outlaw.
Oh, me too. I mean, who doesn't love Half Cherokee and Choctaw?
Right.
My baby, she's a Chippewa.
Change your mind and Johnny said, take Jimmy Johnson. Take Tommy Thompson, take my best friend Bo, take anybody that you want, as long as she don't go, take any boy in the world.
Almost 25 years ago.
Daddy, please.
take the girl.
Sad song.
Yeah. It really is.
Yeah. But he's changed a little since then. Don't be so quick to walk away. 03. Have you all heard that Eminem and Nicki Minaj are publicly flirting, like through social media? They're trying to convince people they're dating.
Mm-mm. No, I've not heard that.
No.
I don't know who would win a rap battle between Nicki Minaj and Eminem.
I'd like to see it, though.
Be interesting to see. The holes in my apologies, you know, 6 years ago today, Fun, featuring Janelle Monáe. So we Are Young. Closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight. Anything we must know before we go?
I don't think so.
What about you?
No.
Neither of y'all are holding?
Just the rain's here to stay.
All right. Mm-hmm. At least throughout the day today. Probably not forever.
Yes, I thought.
Check with me in 39 days. MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. A leader is one who knows the way, goes the way, and shows the way. A leader is one who knows the way, goes the way, and shows the way. MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. Looking forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for another edition of our show. For Misty Thomas, for Beej, I'm MB, and now you're in the know.